This is the Mike Farwell Show on 570 News.
To get a little bit more perspective on this, I want to introduce my first guest here. Bill Bolton is a senior trainer of Advanced Tactical Training, Search and Rescue. Bill, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
Brendan, good morning.
I understand you've been following this pretty closely. I mean, would you call this a sigh of relief?
I think it's definitely a sigh of relief in regards to the RCMP. It may also start being a sigh of relief for all the families that were affected by this as well. But that's going to take time for them to be able to process this.
Yeah, I guess in regards to that, I'm even wondering if it even gives any closure to the families at all.
I don't know. That is going to be a personal thing, how they deal with it. Some may consider it that, yes, now that there is a closure, others may wish a different outcome. Unfortunately, it's going to have to be that this is what it is, and you know, then they're going to have to process it themselves personally. If they go for counseling, if they talk to family members about it, if they just accept it, that's going to be a personal thing for all involved.
Bill Bolton joining me this morning, senior trainer of the Advanced Tactical Training Search and Rescue Team. We're talking about the bodies believed to be of the BC murder suspects being found in the Manitoba brush, I guess after nearly 2 weeks or almost 3 weeks, anyhow, of a nationwide manhunt. Bill, I'm wondering, at least in your opinion, I'm going to take one of the reporter's questions here, you know, to direct it towards RCMP, but I want to ask you, how do you think they evaded police for so long?
The big question that came up is, why did they go there? That seems to be the unanswered question. There's only basically two probabilities on that. Either they had it cased out, they had friends, family, someone that they felt that they could hide with out there, which may be improbable. The other one is that they may have just found themselves at the end of the road. Literally. There's nothing beyond there. That's why they burnt their vehicle, hoping that they would have destroyed it. I don't think that they would have expected someone to see the vehicle burning. I think they were just hoping that they would just burn the vehicle and someone would just find a burnt vehicle and not realize it was theirs. But one way or the other, I think they just came to the reality that we've come into the middle of nowhere. Now we just have to disappear into the bush. And as the officer said, it is a very dense area. Even in an open cornfield area, which is nothing like what they have up there, it's very difficult to actually find a person. You may think a person who's 6 foot, even more, is easy to find. They're actually a very small speck in the whole realm of things up there.
Now, if you had to take a guess, now I know that the coroner's report is going to be coming out shortly, and you know, there's been no speculation already, but I mean, if we had to speculate, I mean, did they die of starvation, exposure, or was it by other means? I mean, what's your take on this, considering the fact that we know now that those are the bodies of the two?
The fact that they were found together, it could have been a suicide. It also could have been an animal attack. There are a lot of large animals out there. The condition of the bodies was not released, so that's the question. Were they sort of mauled by a large animal, or what's going to happen? Of course, that's going to come out in the coroner's report. But right now, it could literally be anything. They could have turned on each other and shot each other, or it could have just been that they had nowhere else to go. The articles were found, and they just sat there and died. Or, as I say, they could have been affected by an animal as well.
Yeah, what kind of animal life is out there that would affect them?
There's a lot of large animals there. Bear, for the most part, will not attack you unless they are provoked. If they did provoke a large animal, it could have happened. Small animals are not going to really worry you too much in that aspect.
Bill Bolton joining me this morning, a senior trainer of Advanced Tactical Training Search and Rescue. We're talking about the fact that two bodies believed to be of the BC murder suspects have been found in the Manitoba brush. Now, I want to ask this here, because of the fact that they've been on this intense nationwide manhunt for nearly 3 weeks. I'm wondering, in your opinion, Bill, does this highlight either their intelligence or lack of resources for RCMP search and rescue efforts?
I don't think either. I think they have to be credited the fact that they had some form of survival skills. RCMP threw everything they had at it. They had the armed forces involved. They had civilians involved. There isn't much more that they could have done. It is honestly a needle in a haystack, and they could have moved around. So even though they did search in one area, you may find that later on they moved to that area that you searched. So it is a roundabout in that sense, and around and around you go until eventually you find each other.
Yeah, because I guess you can get, and here's the thing, at least in my opinion, maybe in yours as well, I'm pretty sure these two ended up getting lost in the Manitoba brush, and they ended up just kind of stationary at some point, and I guess they just, I'm assuming anyway, just lost faith after quite some time.
That's more than likely what happened, yes.
Yeah, I'm thinking that. So what's going to be next for RCMP, I guess, following this coroner's report?
There will be a debriefing. They are going to go through and find out if there is a way that they could have accelerated it, if there was other resources that they could have used. For the most part, though, it's going to be a procedure of this is what we did, and then they may change their standard operating procedures on articles like this, and hopefully if this ever happens again, they may have a better approach on it.
Yeah, I'm wondering if there's anything that stands out to you in terms of the, at least from what's been reported anyhow, of any highlights that you would say, like, look, they probably should have done this better, or maybe they could have done this. You know, is there anything that really sticks out to you at all that kind of says, oh, they may have made a mistake here, or maybe they did something really good? Maybe it's something that's it's a good highlight or a beneficial highlight.
The only downfall I can see in what they did, and this is not a criticism at all, it's just the environment, is they used aviation a great deal. If that was December, January, when the foliage was not as thick as it is now, it would have been a better resource. But I know that the Air Force, when they were flying over, it was difficult for them to see through it. Even with their cameras that they have, the foliage is very, very thick. So maybe not as much air support. I would not have excluded air support, but maybe not as much, and concentrated more on ground.
Bill Bolton joining me this morning, a senior trainer with Advanced Tactical Training Search and Rescue. We're talking about the fact that the bodies believed to be of the BC murder suspects have been found in the Manitoba brush. We're currently waiting on a coroner's report just to see as to whether or not that is confirmed. It's more than likely confirmed, according to RCMP Assistant Commissioner Jane McClatchy, who was at a press conference yesterday announcing the fact that this all happened. You heard her right at the beginning of the show. Now, Bill, in your eyes, has this whole case for the past 3 weeks anyhow fascinated you at all?
It definitely gets our attention, anyone who's in the industry like this, because we also look at what could have been done differently. If we were directly involved in that, would we have done things in a certain way? So overall, anybody who's done anything or doing anything like this, who's going to follow it fairly closely for their own interest of, if we get involved in a similar aspect, it's an educational thing for sure, yes.
Yeah, and have you been involved in something similar like this?
We don't actually search in the criminal side, so no. But if it's a search for a criminal or if it's a search for a missing person, they're very similar in aspect of what you do.
Right, and I guess there's realistically no difference then, hey?
Correct. The only difference is, obviously, in a criminal aspect, you don't know what you're coming up against. The person could be aggressive. If we're looking for an Alzheimer's or a child, more than likely, they're going to be happy to see us.
All right. Bill, did I miss anything at all that you wanted to add here?
No, I believe you've covered it all.
Bill, I really appreciate you coming on with me this morning. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Brad.
The Mike Farwell Show, weekdays from 9 to noon on 570 News.